WHDD presents Susan Says.
All kinds of crazy stuff in the news. Some silly, some scary, some serious, some sad. It's a mess. First, really scary. A woman who had married her stepfather, and I follow this, after her mother who was married to him died. Yeah, got that? They had a fight. She says he attacked her in the kitchen, so she stabbed him many times and killed him, but didn't call the police for 11 hours, then said, hello, he might have had a heart attack. Yeah. And while she was on the phone, she was on the internet looking at dating sites. She got off, folks. Self-defense. Are you kidding me? Good news. A man with a very rare disease of all of his organs failing had a one-year-old baby. And then he had triple organ replacement. And now he's okay. Now he can play with the baby. So nice. Some good news. Thank God. More people shot all over in the city. I'm waiting for the mayor to stop partying and talking and do something. Come on. I watched a new movie with Emma Thompson, brilliant English actress, playing a woman of a certain age, an old woman, hiring a young stud for sex. It's supposed to be a study in intimacy and body acceptance and lots of nudity, but in the end, she does full frontal. She accepts her body and self-image, and I can't decide if it's brave or really icky. January 6th, Congressional Committee has piled up enough evidence to put POS away forever. Now Merrick Garland has to do his job. I live to see El Creepo in an orange jumpsuit to match his skin with handcuffs. Lock him up. Well, we'll see. Two brave election workers, a black woman and her mother, were terrorized by POS and Rudy, and their lives were endangered. Their lives are ruined. This should be its own lawsuit. Let's hope at least Oprah could give them something. Some stuff, you know, like she does. Some Repug MAGA is running for office with a gun, saying you should go out and hunt rhinos, Republicans in name only. This is allowed on TV, soliciting murder. I guess that's the new MAGA platform, so hey. Adam Kinzinger, Republican, fabulous former military man, handsome guy in Congress, released a statement that his life and the life of his family have been threatened for being on the January 6th committee. Are you kidding me? Threaten a six-month-old baby? That's what we are dealing with now, folks. That's what piece of shit has brought. The worst story in a long time, a young student at university in Missouri was hazed in a fraternity outing. He was forced to drink so much alcohol that he is now blind and unable to walk and talk. Two frat boys are arrested. The fraternity is removed. This is unthinkable. It's so disturbing. I just can't. I need a nap. Bye.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.